From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Central Hudson hosts an open house in Catskill on March 23rd, but they may have rules about attending. The utility company has been under fire from citizens and congressional representatives because of billing practices that have been widely unpredictable. The company recently replaced their CEO and are trying to rehabilitate their image. But they have many rules to attend their open house meeting. Anyone wanting to attend must fill out an online form and provide your name and email address. Anyone registering can only bring one guest, and the guest's full name must also be given to the company. Then, anyone registering must tell the company what topics they're interested in, and anyone over the age of 18 must show a government-issued ID to get in. The meeting with Central Hudson officials is from 6 to 8 p.m., March 23rd, at the Catskill Elks Lodge. You can fill out the online registration form on the WGXC newsroom page. Zach Grady reports for WWNY that New York Senator Chuck Schumer was in upstate New York March 7th wondering what hazardous materials are in the trains crisscrossing the state. Schumer said, and I quote, "The people of upstate New York, our local leaders, and our first responders still have a lot of questions on the trains that run through their backyards every day, and I'm here to get answers. Our tracks regularly carry trains with hazardous materials. That's a risk to our communities, and these major rail companies have a responsibility, if they are going to carry this stuff, to make sure New Yorkers are kept safe." End quote. The CSX train company released a statement after Schumer spoke, saying, and I quote, "CSX had a productive meeting with Senator Schumer, and we are grateful for the opportunity to share with lawmakers how CSX is leading the industry in the area of rail safety, customer service, and engaging employees to find solutions that improve their work experience and quality of life." End quote. A trail derailment in Ohio in February led to a fiery crash and long-term environmental damage and has heightened scrutiny on the railroad industry in recent weeks. Emily Russell reports for North Country Public Radio that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik spoke last week at the Conservative Political Action Convention and attacked law enforcement, making three false claims about the FBI and the Department of Justice. Stefanik said, and I quote, "America is seeing Joe Biden's corrupt DOJ and FBI fully weaponized as they label parents domestic terrorists," end quote, even though the Justice Department said it never used that term to describe parents. In reality, the term domestic terrorist was used in a letter written by the nonprofit National School Board Association to the DOJ, but federal officials did not use that term. Stefanik also claimed that the DOJ and the FBI, and I quote, "conducted an unprecedented and illegal raid on President Donald Trump's home," end quote. In fact, the search of Trump's Florida resort was legally authorized by a federal judge. Finally, Stefanik also falsely claimed that the FBI, and I quote, "illegally paid Twitter $3 million to suppress stories such as the Hunter Biden laptop story, all for the political benefit and purpose of electing Democrats," end quote. USA Today reported that the FBI did pay Twitter $3.4 million, but it was for records requests, not to suppress stories on the social media site. Read the full story at the North Country Public Radio website. James Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that Republicans in Columbia County have formed the Republican Women of Columbia County Group. President of the group, Jody Nesbitt, said, and I quote, "We thought it was the best time to launch during Women's History Month. All the women who have come before us have given us the ability to have a group like this. This is one way to honor them," end quote. Nesbitt also said, and I quote, "There is a need for a safe place for Republican women to express their ideas, beliefs, thoughts, and values. Republican women are often misrepresented," end quote. The group holds its first meeting on March 20th at Cozelle's in Ghent. Read the full story at Columbia Green Media. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.